Welcome back to Daycare Diaries. This is season 2, episode 1. Happy New Year, everyone. And thank you all for still listening. This episode, I am going to talk about solution-based focus, and then I'm going to get into the COVID protocol changes that are taking effect this new year. So, solution-based focus is the idea of focusing on the solution rather than the problem. So if you're watching the video on YouTube and you see me looking off to the left, I'm reading off of my iPad some notes that I took and also some resources that I found. I want to make sure that I'm being as accurate as possible. So the idea of solution-based focus is focusing on the solution rather than the problem. For me, I always overthink, and I've been told from time to time that overthinking is unhealthy. It causes more stress than anything else. And I think that it's a matter of how you overthink and not what you overthink. So if we're overthinking the problem and not overthinking the plan or the solution to the problem, then that's when it becomes stressful. So I thought of using solution-based focus. I finally have some really incredible, two really incredible staff members, and I wanted to make sure that when there are issues that are coming up in the workplace, we are discussing them, making sure that we're all present and discussing them, and then finding out what the solutions are to those problems instead of not talking about them and just going throughout the day, and it messes up the team dynamic. I did work in a few environments where, you know, there were some staff that didn't work well together, and, you know, because of staff shortages or because of credentials, staff was still placed in the same room together, and it was a chaotic teaching environment. And it shows whenever a visit is occurring with Department of Health or another teacher is observing, it shows that, you know, the dynamic is not what it needs to be. And so I chose to focus on solution-based to solve or fix said issues so that it doesn't cause a stress work environment. Dalia from Docs for Tots, who I spoke with on my previous podcast about early mental health intervention, actually informed me that solution-based focus is used in therapy, which I did not know. I just know I want to attack the solution and stop focusing on a problem that may be causing drama. So therapists use solution-based practice to help their clients focus on sustainable solutions that can readily be implemented. So basically, they focus on a time when their client has coped or addressed difficulties and challenges, and then they collectively identify goals reflecting the client's best hopes and develop solutions based on that. So if we think about how 2020 and 2021 has been chaotic, and the challenges that we all face in our workplace, personal life, and school, with being quarantined, businesses closing, etc. In my opinion, 2021 was worse than 2020. And a lot of us have learned to cope and conform with all the different changes and regulations that have occurred since COVID was brought to our attention. With all the new ways of running our businesses and living, I think we need to give ourselves a little bit of grace, in a sense, and think about how well we've coped and how well we've run our businesses and how well we've been able to take care of our families in this trying time. I know there are things that we lost. There are people that we lost, and there are people who are still grieving those losses in business and in people that they've lost. But I don't think that it should stop us. So going back to solution-based focus, I think that we should focus on our plan this year. For 2022, we should focus on our plans. We should focus on our resolutions and think about all the things that we've gotten through, how we've coped through the challenges, what we do now that we somewhat know what to expect. Yes, in 2020, we didn't know that we were going to be shut down. We didn't know how to cope with businesses closing. Now that we do, how are you going to plan going forward? For me, I know that a lot of businesses weren't open, so a lot of things went online, or e-commerce was a more online-based business. And so I want to make sure that I'm saving more and putting aside money instead of spending so much money, so that if there is another shutdown, I'm able to get the materials I need to either run my business remotely or in person in a safe manner. And also still grow and monetize, because you don't want, my thing is now, like I said, focusing on a solution. We know that social distancing, there are mask requirements, there are vaccination requirements. There are so many things that come into factor when we're running our businesses. So we want to make sure we're following those regulations, and it's not causing us to be shut down as well, which could cause an issue in money. So considering all the factors and looking at all the resources that I need to keep my business running, or we may need to keep our business running, that's something that I want to make sure that I'm focusing on. And if I can, any resources or you know, any information that I get, I will most definitely try to give them to you guys or talk about them on the podcast. Whenever I do podcasts, which I'm going to definitely try to commit to podcasting monthly, maybe do bonus episodes twice a month if there's something I need to talk about that I feel strongly about, or that I feel everybody may want or need information about. Like I said, a lot of my big early podcasts, if you've been listening from the early ones, they were edited or unedited. They're more like my drafts. I've gotten a lot more comfortable with talking on the podcast. So now I'm trying to get more comfortable with making videos and doing the effects and editing and all of that myself. So getting into the COVID protocol changes, and again, if you see me looking off to the left, it's because I'm reading off of my iPad. I'm trying to keep eye contact with the camera because I know this is something that's going to be on my YouTube. So I want to make sure that the people watching on YouTube are also getting my attention instead of me just talking on the podcast. So again, you're going with me on this journey of me getting comfortable with this whole YouTube thing. So bear with me. So COVID protocol changes. Some protocols will be changing as we go back to work, as parents are taking their children back to school, and as parents are taking their children back to school. PCR tests are being administered to students and staff on a weekly basis. Vaccinated and unvaccinated staff must be tested in an effort to reduce the number of classroom closures. The quarantine is now 5 days. Now, I saw this on the news throughout the week, and I saw a couple of daycare owners talking about this on social media. Also, please follow my social media account, _daycarediaries_, and at Colonel Family Child Care when you get a chance. Also, hit that bell on the top of the Anchor podcast for updates on when we'll be back monthly, when a new podcast uploads monthly. Subscribe to my YouTube as well. I gotta remember to do all of that. But anyway, going back to this CDC 5-day quarantine thing, my time is still 10. Now, it was 14, but it is 10 at my facility, because in my opinion, 5 days, seeing how fast it has spread and the number of children Omicron has affected, is the safest. That's the safest way to go, to do 10 days. And they must come back with a negative test result and a doctor's note, stating that the child is well enough to return to daycare. One of the challenges I face with that is the lines. I know one of my parents complained about the lines because they all have to be tested before they return after the vacation. So if your child is coming back to daycare tomorrow, they will have had to have been tested before I will let them come in tomorrow. So one of the challenges I faced is the lines are wrapped around the corner. Some parents did not have time off last week and they complained that they did not have the time to take their child to get tested. And I understand that. However, I do have to think about myself and staff and the other children that are in care. And if they had come in contact with someone over the vacation who does have COVID, and I don't get them asked that they get tested, and they do come back to the program, they can infect us all, causing closure. So my time is still 10 days, despite what the CDC says. Also, I've had a few parents who feel like, you know, the mask mandate, doesn't apply to them, and that they can just stand outside the door and decide that just because they don't have a mask on, they can stand outside the door and pick up their children. No, I also implemented that, let them know that, you know, when you come, you have to have your mask on, whether you're coming inside or you're standing outside. If you're approaching my door and you're coming within a certain amount of feet of me and my staff, you must have a mask on. If you do not have a mask on, I will not open my door. It's just for safety protocols. You know, we all have to keep in mind the other people. You know, just because it's your opinion not to wear a mask, or maybe you had it on all day at work and you feel like when you come in to pick up your child, you can take it off. Take it off when you get in the car. Take it off when you get home. And because you never know who you came in contact between there and coming to a daycare. You just never know. This is a whole different strain. And from what I'm reading, there are a few other strains that they are not talking about. So let's just stay safe and be mindful of the people we come in contact with. Let's talk about these zoning changes. So I also read that there would be zoning change, which I was used to growing up. You had to go to the school in your area. So I've read that the City Department of Education has phased out of zoning. And I know that one of the concerns for students and parents are that this may cause a high school close to home to be filled up faster, which in turn causes a long commute for some students. Now, New York City has limited admissions at some schools to students for residents of a borough, district, or neighborhood. So what that means is because my high school I went to was close, like a couple of blocks away. So it would be convenient for me to walk, you know, 2-3 blocks away to go to school. But if now the zoning is not available, the children who do live 2-3 blocks away, or even 10 minutes away from school, will now have to travel 20 to 30 minutes to get to school, maybe on the buses, maybe by van, causing a higher risk of infection. So this is how we're going into 2022. From what I've read, New York City has limited admissions at some schools to students or residents of a borough, district, neighborhood. Beginning this fall, DOE will be cutting out all geographic restrictions in 22 high schools, most in Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten Island. They include Francis Lewis, Bayside, and Cardozo in Queens, Fort Hamilton in BK, and Tottenville in Staten Island. I would suggest if there are any local bus services or van services. You try to contact those. I know that it's hard to alter your schedule to drop your children off to school. A lot of times they may not want to be dropped off to school also. But I really, I feel bad for them. I know they're probably excited to be back in school instead of being online and having that in-person contact with friends and classmates and the teachers. And I know it was hard for a lot of children who need that hands-on help. But this is just, I see this may be a little bit chaotic for them. And as I find, and I will look for more resources, and as I find the resources and research on different school transportation services in Queens or in the area, I will try to, you know, speak about those and put them in the comment area on the bottom for you guys on here. But based on these changes, I just want to say again, give yourself some grace. And though it may be stressful to talk about or think about the protocol changes in schools and at work and travel and time and testing weekly, let's try to focus more on, okay, now I know that my child has to be tested. I know that this, how can I go about getting this done? Or how can I go about doing this to make sure that safe, I'm being safe and my family is safe while we are going into this new year. And really not sure what's gonna happen. We wanna make sure we're sticking to our plan. We're keeping our jobs, we're showing up on time. If we can keep our jobs, what are we gonna do? You know, just focus on the plan and the solution to that plan. Try to not worry as much. I think that's where I'm getting at. Because that's something that I do. I'm a worrier. I get anxious. Once things start to look like it's about to get a little chaotic, I get a little anxious. And I'm like, that's when the overthinking starts. And I'm like, what is this? What about this? What if I have to close? Instead of thinking of, what if I have to close? Just what if I have to close? Oh my gosh. Okay, so if I have to close now, what? What remote learning application am I going to use? So if your child has to stay home from school, if we go back into another lockdown or shutdown, what now can you utilize? What resources can you utilize to make sure your child won't be behind if and when everything opens back up? What are some ways that you can maybe help your children get to school safer, to come in less contact with people, which is going to be very hard right now. But what are some ways that we can do that? And I'm going to end it here because I feel like I'm dragging it out. but I do want to say, like I said, give yourself some grace. Take your time. Sit with it. Plan. You got this. You got through 2 years. Two of the worst years, I think, that we've had as a whole with this pandemic. And I think that you can get through this one as well. And I will see you on the next one. Thank you again for listening. Stay safe.